If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
People are nuts. You know how they say, like, you can't choose your family? You also can't choose your neighbors. And sometimes you get some wild characters as neighbors.
It's true that, you know, you have to be patient with neighbors, too, in all sorts of different situations, because it's not a short-term thing, you know, especially when you're buying. Like, you're going to be there for years.
Yeah, good neighbors are. If you have good neighbors, you are very lucky. Raven's been all fired up.
Well, listen, I have great neighbors. I do. But I've got a couple different things going on right now. And, you know, it's funny. Like, I'll just start with my neighbors across the street who are good friends of ours. All right. But, you know, before we really knew them, it was just kind of like, hey, hello, you know, that kind of thing. And then the first time that we got together and really hung out and had some adult beverages together, as soon as the buzz went in and the conversation gets a little bit looser, it was, hey, your light shines right in our bedroom window. And it's the brightest LED light that you could ever imagine. And it shines right underneath the blinds for some reason. It just like cuts through in our bedroom. And it's terrible. But the other thing that I've got going on is I've got a guy at the end of the road who's just always got like trash and junk around his yard, whether it be a dumpster or, you know, a broken down vehicle, or, you know, he's got like an excavator business or whatever. Perfectly nice guy when I see him, but he pushes junk from his yard too. He just pushes it into the street.
I think junk in the yard is a big trigger for a lot of people who's upset. I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, who has like the most annoying neighbor. April wrote, our neighbor walks around without pants in his backyard in the summer. Channeling Pooh Bear is never a good look.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit rough. Yeah.
Dawn says, my neighbor sets off fireworks from their deck all hours of day and night. My poor dog is so scared of them.
I had a neighbor like that, too. Like, I mean, July 4th is one thing. New Year's Eve. Okay. Memorial Day, July, whatever. But Tuesday at 3 o'clock?
Kat wrote, dousing everything outside the house and Lysol spray on an hourly basis. I can't go outside without getting chemical burns in your lungs.
Why? So weird.
But for what?
I don't know.
Weird.
People get things in their head, right?
Olivia, who's the most annoying neighbor on your street?
Raul. He's I hate him anyway because he's my next door neighbor and he destroyed some of my property. But besides that, he has this camera and it faces the street. And every time you walk by his house, like on the sidewalk, not on his property, it says out loud, hello, you are being recorded. And we live on this lovely, quiet street, except for, hello, you are being recorded every time you walk outside.
That's so weird. Do your camera speak, Anna?
No, but I've seen that.
Really?
Yes, many, many times. Yeah, because you have to give notice when you're filming somebody, quote unquote, publicly.
I mean, I just thought it was for like, okay, if you were in a business or something
no,
like that.
No, wow. You can totally do it. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen a lot of cameras that do that. And it's exactly like that. Hello, you are being recorded. Actually, my mom's Ring camera does it.
Really?
And she doesn't know how to shut it off. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, there's got to be a switch in the settings because all my Ring cameras do not do that. So, obviously, there must be some sort of switch.
Her and my dad can't figure it out. I got to send my husband over there to figure it out.
You
but
should.
Every time I, like, walk to their front door, that's where I hear it. It's like the one over the garage.
Really?
Hello, you are being recorded.
That's funny.
Yes. Raul. What does Raul think he's doing?
Well, he's recording, clearly.
Neighbors are like family. You got to deal with them, and you didn't pick them.
Mm.
David.
We have this neighbor who has this Yorkie. He's an adorable little Yorkie, but every time he walks him without a leash. Every time. And I have a pit bull. He's a sweetheart with people, but he doesn't get along with dogs. So every time we walk by him, I'm the one who has to hold my dog and be careful because the dog doesn't listen to his owner. He'll come up to my dog and try to say hi, and my dog doesn't like it, so I have to hold him. So if anything happens, it'll be my fault.
The neighbor with the unleashed animal or the neglected animal. Hate that guy. The one who leaves their dog out to bark for 20 minutes when they let him out. Like, once the dog starts barking at the door, let the dog back in. If you're not going to go out there with him, let him back in.
I get nervous when dogs are off leash. I mean, even if they're so well trained and they're on voice command, I don't know. Just something makes me nervous. I think because my little one, Dakota, is small and she's five.
Well, she's at, dog face height.
A lot of times people have said, like, no, they're fine. They're fine. The first thing that dog does, even if it's
just saying hi
casually, right?
Yeah.
Jumps on her, can take her out.
Yeah. Or bumps into her, slaps her with a tail or whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, on my street, most of them have invisible fence. If the dog wants to, the dog will cross the barrier. I've seen it happen plenty of times. So you never know. That's a bad neighbor.
Grace, who's your most annoying neighbor?
Yeah. So 12 years ago, I bought my house. My first introduction with her is she goes, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, hi, I'm Grace. And she goes, well, I see you just bought your house. And I said, yes. She goes, you know, I Zillowed your house. You paid the same amount now that I paid in the 80s. And I'm like, I'm sorry. She goes, no, it's fine. So I'm getting my house fixed and all of that stuff. And I'm getting my windows replaced. And she literally takes a chair, puts it outside, and watches the guys. I'm not there. I'm at work. Watches the guys do my replace my window. Doesn't say anything. She just takes a chair and just looks towards my house while the windows are getting done.
It sounds so weird.
People are so weird.
Does she have house envy?
I know.
I mean, and the fact that she told you.
I don't know. I think she's just one of those nosy people.
Yes. And the fact that she told you, like, I Zillowed your house. Let's be honest. We all Zillow our neighbor's houses.
Sure, but
we
don't be creepy.
See, but we don't tell people.
Right.
Like, oh, I looked up the value of your house and what you bought it for.
My fiance will put up lights, and she'll do the same thing. But it's like a tit for tat now. It's just creepy and a carrot.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, congratulations on playing the same that she paid in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a win.
Right. I mean, in today's market, like, good for you.
Peter, how about you? Who's the most annoying neighbor on your street?
So the most annoying neighbor is a guy directly across the street from me. Our front doors basically look at each other's front door. His name is Bill. He's always in a good mood. He's always up early. He's always the first to have his yard decorated. Halloween, Christmas, whatever. He's the first one on the street. And then when mine's like a couple days later, we're not decorated. We're like in the process. He's always like, hey, Peter, what's going on, man? Why isn't your house decorated? I'm like, dude, just shut up right now. It's like it's too early for this and I just can't deal.
The overachiever.
The gung-ho neighbor.
That's it. He's always inviting people over, always having get-togethers, always having parties. It's just like, dude, God,
I'm
relax.
Not going to lie. Bill sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to hang out
with him. Living his best life. You sound like a curmudgeon.
I would like to go to his decorated home. He's always having people over.
Right.
He's in a good mood. He loves to do things. You're like, this guy. I'm like, this guy.
This is really about your shortcomings, all right? This is not about Bill.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.